I predominantly agree with the comments that Commissioner Peterson has made, reflecting a number of items that Commissioner Holland has brought up, are issues that some which I would like to have seen a faster resolution. But I'd like to sum it up by saying that if we have to first remember what Flagler County has been doing over the last 2 years, which has been shrinking in money, shrinking in staff, and asking the remaining staff to double up on their work or triple up on their work or whatever. Did we lose some expertise in that loss of people? Maybe. But it certainly limited the ability of this organization, including us, to go out and tackle some things in a more aggressive manner. If we had been in the heyday of 05, 06, as far as our tax revenues, I think you would have seen a difference occur in some of the items that are problems to us today. The airport as an example. We wouldn't be having a problem at the airport with the gin hangar if we were still in 05, 06, because those planes would have been still flying out of that hangar. So I relate it all to the sign of the times, and therefore, certainly, I believe that we need to give better direction and expect potentially better results. As an employer myself, I always feel like if I have not gotten a good result out of an employee, it's because I haven't given the right direction and made the right demands or the progress points that need to be, that I'm expecting of them, and maybe that's our fault. I have not weighed in on those types of performance measures to date because I considered myself fairly much up until today a newcomer, and it's not quite 2 years, and I haven't had Mr. Peterson's experience of municipal management in the past. I come from the private business sector, and even though there are similarities, I was told when I first got elected, you can usually make a decision in a day in your private business, but when you join the government, you don't get to decide those things like that anymore. And I've learned that to be true. I agree with Commissioner Peterson that I feel the time is not now. This is a volatile election time. It is a really tough time for Flagler County, and it's going to get worse this period on our revenues. I'm not sure how we're going to pull out of our budget this year, facing a 19% loss in property values. So it's going to be very difficult. I agree with Commissioner Peterson in the contract. I would love to completely rewrite Mr. Coffey's contract and a number of items that are in there. And while I agree with at least down to 9 months, but maybe even 6 months on the severance, I agree with 1 or 2 years extension. I would be open on that. But I also think it would be fair on the other side that the commission needs to give at a minimum 6 month notice if we're going to reduce 6 month severance. If we're going to, let's say we renew a contract for 1 year, that we have to give notice more than just 3 months in advance, which is what the contract calls for today, is a 3 month advance notice. So I think that there's some give and play on both sides of that contract. I think that Flagler County has had some very, very serious challenges, and I do believe we've made a step forward in a number of items. Can we do more? Always. Are we perfect? Never. And we've got a wealth of citizen knowledge that's always helpful, that I find very rewarding when people contact me with ideas and solutions. And I think that we should be a partnership in this. And that's some of the discussion that I have had with the administrator, is how do we make it more public and more active on their very, very real needs where they're hurting, whether it is the Marine Land Acres issue, the Beverly Beach water issue, a number of items that are very serious to the citizens who live there. Smoke in the south end of the county, if there's anything, maybe there's nothing we can do, but we certainly could give it attention. So I will be supporting continuing Mr. Coffey's contract for a period of time, not 3 years, and other recommendations on his contract.